The Czech Parliament has approved the first stage of the government's healthcare reform. The three-party coalition, which has a majority in the lower house, pushed the bill through despite opposition from the backbenches that it will create a socially unjust two-tier health system. The Social Democrats' shadow health minister David Rath announced that his party would do everything it could to prevent the new legislation from being implemented, including taking it to court. I spoke to healthcare expert Dr. Martin Stransky about whether these criticisms are justified and what the main changes are that this reform will bring.
What the main changes that the health reform will bring are, it remains a matter of debate, because on the one hand, there is a ruling government now which has a very specific reform package, and then there's a minister of health who is picking and choosing certain parts of that package at will, which may be a good thing, but he's also bringing in some of his own ideas. The problem is that this minister was not a member of the negotiating team. But in any case, most people seem to agree that there are two main sort of thrusts. The first is that finally, for the first time, it will be exactly defined just what is and is not covered under the so-called state healthcare system. And second of all, there's going to be added emphasis on cost control as far as the insurance companies are concerned on the one hand, and as far as purchasing is concerned on the other hand. Specifically, there are moves now to make the buying of medical supplies more central and more transparent and to decrease corruption, which remains a huge problem in this country.
From what I understand, the definition of what exactly will fall under standard care is still in discussion. Isn't that a problematic factor?
That's the problematic factor because in typical Czech fashion, they're trying to reinvent the wheel instead of taking a look at what's already been done in practically every other country and what's already out there. On the one hand, they're fighting among themselves just as to who exactly is going to determine what the standard of care is. And then there's a big debate as to how that's going to be determined. The simple solution here would be to simply look at everything that is being done and call that the current standard of care, and then simply try to modify it on a yearly basis based on certain parameters and outcomes.
And now the opposition has basically slammed this health reform, and Deputy David Rath even said that a complaint at the Constitutional Court at this point was an option. How do you see the criticism from the opposition?
The criticism is purely political, and it's very populist, as is the case in every country that's grappling with its healthcare system, which is probably every country at this point. The same is true in the United States. Just as a side note, you can see what happened in America when Obama introduced the notion that the government is going to step in and cover the uninsured. So here, the Social Democrats, who are traditionally left of center, are holding on to the notion that the state is going to be the guarantor for everything and that the state should basically take care of the average citizen at all costs, while the current government and the reform programs are pushing through the notion, which is politically a very dangerous notion in this country, that healthcare costs money, and that if you go to the doctor, that somebody has to pay for it, and that somebody is the state, but that state is really you. This is a very drastic notion, especially for Czechs who are used to social handouts for many, many years and are still getting them at many levels. So it's a political battle, and it's a battle about perceptions and not so much about facts. And from my point of view, the good news is that the current minister is managing to correctly push through the notion slowly onto the general populace that healthcare does indeed cost money and that it needs to be viewed at in practical terms.
That was Dr. Martin Stransky speaking there about the recent healthcare reform.